Good evening. This is Jane Durrell, and I want to tell you about an offbeat little show at the Cincinnati Art Museum. It's called From the Village to Vogue, The Modernist Jewelry of Art Smith, and this exhibition will bring you more surprises than you expect. In the middle of the 20th century, the ancient craft of jewelry making took on appearances it had not known before, and a foremost practitioner of this innovative work was Art Smith. Smith was an African-American who had friends in the world of dance, and there brushed up against black artists in varied fields. It was a yeasty time, ideas were flying high, and Smith, without conspicuous formal training, began his career by creating jewelry for dance companies, a mission somewhat different from making pretty things to wear to church or tea. He lived in Greenwich Village, then the actual crucible of new ideas, rather than today's memories of same, as the rents are now as high as the imaginative potential was then. By 1946, he had his own studio in the village and was selling his jewelry, bolstered by attention in such sophisticated press as Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, and the New Yorker's On the Avenue shoppers column. So, what does Smith jewelry look like? It sits lightly on the body, slender, curling shapes that hold large and often colorful semi-precious stones. The twining framework in the pieces here is executed in silver or in gold. Commercial copies were reproduced in copper or brass if customers couldn't meet the silver or gold price tags. Smith made rings that certainly were not intended to be worn washing dishes. They sprawl across the hand, several stones inserted to cover more than one finger, and perhaps suitable in making a defensive weapon of one's fist, as well as wowing whoever else is at the party that night. The show is in the Art Museum's first floor temporary exhibition galleries across from the cafeteria. In the second room are works by other jewelry makers of the period, including three pieces by Alexander Calder, who was a beacon of inspiration to all these artists. Interestingly, the Art Museum's own Calder is hung in the hallway gallery directly adjacent, in a form that doesn't encourage its movement, although movement was very much part of the original installation in the lobby of the Terrace Plaza Hotel. There, a conspicuous swatch of wall was kept bare to incorporate the work's moving shadow. The piece is called a mobile for a reason. So, all new ideas retreat into history and sometimes alter slightly in the process. The Smith Show, however, suggests the vitality and imagination that made him a figure in his time. From the Village to Vogue will be on view at the Cincinnati Art Museum through May 18th. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.